So our first Mishnah had three cases, really four cases, but that are primarily three cases. The first case had two different cases within the first case, two different variation of the case. We keep having this case of Ru'ua Beis Din and everybody, or Ru'ua Shlosha V'hein Beis Din, or just the case of Ru'ua Beis Din Bilvad. Three cases here in the Mishnah of Beis Dins that are seeing the new moon. And we have a whole process, certainly in the second case and the third case, where they have to break away in order to have testimony, that one will testify, that two will testify in front of the Beis Din. And the question that we asked yesterday was, who is this Beis Din that is being Mekadish the Chodesh? So the Ritva commented that it was the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, it's a Beis Din out of the Sanhedrin. And we saw Rashi and Ksubis, and Rashi later in the Masechta also says that it's the Sanhedrin. And we discussed Tosfos, because Tosfos says it's a Beis Din of Chaf Gimel. And the Achronim ask, what does Beis Din of Chaf Gimel have anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? And we wanted to suggest that it could be that Tosfos is also referring to the Sanhedrin, but the Rambam writes that the Sanhedrin is allowed to leave the Lishkas HaGazus, but they always have to have at least 23 people. So the case of a Beis Din happening to see the new moon is talking about the 23 of the Sanhedrin. So up until now, we've been discussing Sanhedrin the whole time. And the truth is that it is a big discussion about who are the ones that are entrusted with the responsibility of being Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And we already noted how the Parsha there begins by speaking just to Moshe and Aaron. That's Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe v'Aaron. Pasuk Beis, Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. Pasuk Gimel, speak to Adas B'nai Yisrael and tell him to do Karban Pesach. And the Ramban asks, why is Adas B'nai Yisrael, why is the whole nation only being addressed in Pasuk Gimel by Kiddush HaChodesh, by Karban Pesach? Isn't the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh also for Klal Yisrael? It should have said in Pasuk Aleph that Hashem spoke to Moshe, tell all of Adas B'nai Yisrael the Mitzvah A of Kiddush HaChodesh, and Mitzvah B, Karban Pesach. So the truth is that it's not, on the one hand, let's look at it like this. On the one hand, we would think that it's very important to have somebody to have the responsibility to do Kiddush HaChodesh. If our Mishnah, when it said Beis Din, is just referring to a Beis Din, so we're going to have a lot of controversy in Klal Yisrael. One city is going to see the new moon, they're going to proclaim a new moon, another city is going to, if you have every Beis Din has the responsibility or the opportunity to Mekadesh the Chodesh, that certainly is not going to work. We're going to need some type of central body that's going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. On the other hand, we don't find any explicit sources that Sanhedrin are entrusted with the job of being Mekadesh the Chodesh. In fact, we might actually find the opposite. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, very beginning of Sanhedrin, is our go-to place when we want to know how many people, what number based in we need for different things and for different processes and different halachos. Dine momenos bishlosha, gzeos v'chavos bishlosha. The Mishnah starts with a whole list of dinim that require a three-man based in. Then we're told about smicha zekenim arifas egla, also bishlosha. Then we're told dine nefashos be'esrim bishlosha. So we have certain things that require 23 dine nefashos. Then towards the end of the Mishnah, we're told Ain done in Loas Ashevet, Veloas Navi Sheker, Veloas Akoin God, LLP based in Shivim Ve'echad. The Mishnah now begins to tell us the things that require Shivim Ve'echad. And as you read through the list here, so conspicuously lacking from the list, omitted from the list, is any mention of Ibur HaChodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh. In fact, the Mishnah even says earlier in the Mishnah, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha. Now the Gemara is bothered by that term of Ibur HaChodesh because we know that there's a Ibor means when it's a large month, when it's not a Chodesh Chaser, it's a Chodesh Maleh, when it's a 30-day month. That's called an Ibor Chodesh. And in fact, there's a Machlokas. Do you need a Beis Din to proclaim a Chodesh Maleh? And we hold, and the Gemara tries to bring proofs, that we don't use a Beis Din. So in fact, the Lashon of Ibor HaChodesh B'Shlosha is problematic because that would imply that for a regular month, you don't need a Beis Din. But to proclaim a full month of a 30-day, an Ibur Chodesh, then you need three. And in fact, it's the opposite. You only need a Beis Din for a Chodesh Chaser. You don't need a Beis Din to proclaim the new month when it's a full month. So the Gemara on Daf Yud fixes it and says, hey, it was a mistake. It doesn't mean Ibur Chodesh. It means Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right. To proclaim the new month, you need three. So the Mishnah is doubly problematic for those who want to argue that you need a Sanhedrin. On the one hand, it tells us Kiddush HaChodesh requires three. And it requires three like all the others require three. For instance, if one wanted to say, maybe it means three of the Sanhedrin. Well, it's on a list here with Dine Momenos requires three. It doesn't need three of the Sanhedrin. The whole list of things that need three. They're not three members of the Sanhedrin. It's three. So seemingly the Mishnah implies you need three. When the Mishnah gives its list of things that require 71, the big based in Agado, no mention of Kiddush HaChodesh. So seemingly the Mishnah in Sanhedrin would imply that you don't need a Sanhedrin in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh. We are going to still have that technical problem of, well, if it's something that's entrusted to Batei Din, so how do you make sure that there's congruity throughout all of Klal Yisrael and everyone is keeping the same Rosh Chodesh? The Rambam paskens up the Mishnah, as you would expect, l'halacha, and he has a list in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he has a list in the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin of all of the things that require a Beis Din of Shel Shivim Ve'echad, and nowhere on the list he goes through all of the classic things that are mentioned here. Ein Ma'amidin Melech, to make a Sanhedrin Katana, Donenes HaShevet, all of these things he says require Shivim Ve'echad, no mention of Kiddush HaChodesh, and sure enough, strangely, he uses the Lashon of the Mishnah. He says, Ibor HaChodesh B'Shlosha. That's his only reference to the Shlosha, at least here in his list of the responsibility of the numbers of Beis Dins. That's his only mention of Kiddush HaChodesh. So seemingly, it would be hard to argue that you would need a Beis Din in order to proclaim the new month. The truth is, and this is what we spent a lot of time in Seder, hopefully, on this morning, this is a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the role of Sanhedrin in Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam, you mind if I just borrow that for a second? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel is Shetzivonu Yizbarach Lekadesh Chadoshim V'lachshov Chadoshim Vishanim. This is the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He quotes the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadoshim. Uba Perish Eidu Zuteh Mesura Lachem Klomar, this is not a mitzvah on each individual, but rather this is not al kol ish v'ish. Rather, what does he tell us? Aval mitzvah zu lo yaso so li olam zulas beistin hagadol levad. The Rambam tells us the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not a mitzvah on individuals, but it is a mitzvah on beistin hagadol. And the Rambam writes similarly in Mishnah Torah, as we're going to see soon. The Ramban in his Hasagos on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Ramban asks a number of questions on the Rambam. Perhaps one of the strongest questions is that we know that the Gemara tells us that 40 years before the Chorban HaBayis, the Sanhedrin was already Bata. 40 years before the Sanhedrin, before the Chorban HaBayis, the Sanhedrin stopped doing Dinei Nefashos. They left Lishkas HaGozis, and they stopped being Dan Dinei Nefashos. There was no longer a Sanhedrin. And yet, the Rambam himself writes, Rambam, as you know, doesn't mention names so often. That's one of the critiques of the Rambam, that he doesn't tell you sources, he doesn't mention names. There's only a few places where he mentions names. Now here he's not mentioning a Shita, but it's interesting just to see a name mentioned in the Rambam because there are so few names mentioned. The Rambam tells us, Meimasai Eschilu Kol Yisrael Lachshov B'Cheshbon, when did Klal Yisrael, this is in Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel of Kiddush HaChodesh, when did Klal Yisrael stop being Mekadesh, the new moon, based on the Re'iyah? Now what would you say? When did they stop? Remember, the Rambam wrote in Sefer HaMitzvos that in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh, you need Beis Din HaGadol. You need the Sanhedrin. So when would you say that, when should the Rambam write that they stopped doing Kiddush HaChodesh based on the Re'iyah? Mishacharav, not Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, 40 years before Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, when they were Mevatel the Sanhedrin. And yet, what does the Rambam write? Based on Gemara's, obviously. Misof Chachmei HaTalmud Be'esh Shechar Ve'eretz Yisrael V'lo Nishar Sham Beis Din Kavua. However, he tells us, Aval, Bimei Chachmei HaMishnah, V'chein Bimei Chachma Talmud Ad Yimei Abayi V'Rava, all the way until Abayi V'Rava, that's third, fourth generation Amoraim. All the way until Abaye Verava, they're still being Mekadesh, the Chodesh, based on the Re'iyah. And the Ramban asks, how can the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos require, based on Agada, require Sanhedrin, if he himself writes that the Kiddush HaChodesh was done all the way through the Tekufas HaAmoraim? And therefore the Ramban argues and says that you don't need based on Agada Mitzad Adin. He says, when there's a Sanhedrin, so you do it with the Sanhedrin, because of the chashivas of Sanhedrin, and because that's going to be the easiest way to make sure that there's a central body doing it, and we're not going to have machloksim. But it's not because of a din that you need Sanhedrin. You just need someone who's able to do it on behalf of Klal Yisrael and be able to do it in a centralized way. So when Beis Din is around, so that's great. But if Beis Din is batel and there's no longer a Sanhedrin, that doesn't mean you can't do it anymore. You'll have to figure out a way to have a Beis Din that'll be representative of everyone and be able to be centralized. When there's no Sanhedrin, so you'll do it based on the only requirement, which is that you have a Beis Din of smuchim. And that's what the Ramban writes, that the only requirement for Kiddush HaChodesh is not Beis Din HaGadol, but it's a Beis Din of smuchim, of mumchim. Now, the Ramban brings a raya from our Mishnah, because the Ramban says that if you take a look at our Mishnah, there's no mention of Sanhedrin in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah actually says, if three people see it, Vehem Beis Din, the Ramban thinks that that implies that all you need is three people, and the Mishnah even says, which is a Beis Din, seemingly implying you just need a Stam Beis Din. You don't need the Beis Din. Any Beis Din should suffice. Now, Rashi and the Ritva, certainly the Ritva, were the ones who threw into our Mishnah, oh yeah, it means Sanhedrin. It means three of the Sanhedrin. Now, So that's what the Ritva did. The Ritva said it means three of the Sanhedrin, which doesn't work great in the words of the Mishnah. Rashi actually never commented in our Mishnah that it's the Sanhedrin. Rashi elsewhere commented that in general you need the Sanhedrin. What would he do about our Mishnah? What would the Ramban, if the Ramban wanted to pull Rashi onto his side, what could he say? He could say, and we discussed this yesterday about the placement of our Mishnah historically, and yesterday we tried to argue that it could be that our Mishnah was very early, before the Takana, to accept that you can't accept witnesses after Mincha. That was the problem that the Turei Evan asked about our Mishnah to a later Mishnah in the Masechta. But maybe you can argue that this Mishnah is taking place after the Chorban HaBayis, or after the Beis Din was Batel. And therefore the Ramban would say that that's the reason. Generally we use the Sanhedrin. Here the reason why there's no mention, that's what Rashi's going to say, there's no mention of Sanhedrin here. Normally you need a Sanhedrin when there's a Sanhedrin. Here there's no Sanhedrin anymore. But the problem still remains that for the Rambam, what are we going to do about our Mishnah? And what are we going to do about the major problem of what about the fact that they continued to be Mekadesh Techodesh after there was no longer a Beis Din HaGadol? So what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to go into the words of the Rambam, even though the Rambam seems to be very clear in Sefer HaMitzvos. Lo yasosa liolam zulas Beis Din HaGadol levad. And we already mentioned yesterday the problem of being medayik too much in the words of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos is written in Arabic. It wasn't written in Hebrew. The translations that were redone by Rav Chaim Heller showed a lot of things that he felt were not consistent with the original Arabic. But let's take it at face value that the Lashon of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos is, you need Beis Din HaGadol. So what are we going to do? Is there a way that we can solve this issue? So, one second, let me just give over this, and then I'll take questions. So, let's look at another area that seemingly requires Beis Din HaGadol and see, perhaps we're going to be able to learn something from there. And we're going to turn to Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, describes and defines all of the different halachos that are necessary in order to have mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz. And more specifically, how to define the regions of Eretz Yisrael that are chayev and trumos and maisos midioraisa. So the Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Trumos, tells us, Eretz Yisrael hamura b'chol makom. When you're talking about Eretz Yisrael for halachos, it's always the aratzos shekovei shosan melech Yisrael. It's the lands that were conquered by a melech Yisrael or a shofet or a navi midas rov Yisrael. It has to be something that was conquered midas rov Yisrael. Get that term down. Midas rov Yisrael. V'zeu anikra kibush rabim. Kibush rabim is defined by a conquest that was done midas rov Yisrael. However, says the Rambam, if a yachid goes off and goes on a warring campaign and decides as an individual king, decides that he wants to conquer more land, but he doesn't do it midas rov Yisrael. Rather he goes, or if a shevet decides that they would like to conquer more land and they go just as a shevet, not as Klal Yisrael, but as an individual shevet, so that is something that's called kibush yachid. And that would not, those areas that are conquered are not going to be chayiv midioraisa, they're not going to be considered Eretz Yisrael midioraisa. The Rambam tells us in Halacha Gimel, ha'aratzo shekavash David, the lands that were conquered by David, chutz le'eretz Kanaan, kigon Aram Narayim and Aram Sova, and Syria, Ukiyotza Bahen, Afal Pisha Melech Yisrael, who, even though he was a Melech, V'al Pi Beistin HaGadol Haya Osa, Eno Keretz Yisrael L'chol Davar V'lo K'chutz L'aretz, why? So he goes through here because they first had to conquer certain areas. He has a whole cheshbon here of why that wasn't considered. But here, what's the Rambam saying? Even though you would think it's Kibush Rabim, why? Because he did it Al Pi Beistin HaGadol. All of a sudden, the Rambam here is using a slightly different term. In Halacha Beis, he said, Kibush Rabim is defined by something that was done Al Das Rov Yisrael. In Halacha Gimel, he says, even though David, you would think it was Kibush Rabim, because he did it Al Das Beistin HaGadol. One more Rambam. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim Perek Hey. Kol ha'aratzos shekovshin Yisrael b'melech al pi beistin harezeh kibush rabim. Kibush rabim, the Rambam defines now in Hilchos Malachim, is something that was done al pi beistin. So the Rambam, who usually is known for being very careful with his words, has now referred and defined Kibush Rabim in three different ways. Al pi das rov Yisrael, al pi beistin hagadol, v'al pi das beistin. So how do we explain what's going on here? One, we will add that if you look in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, or if you look in the Rambam's list of things that require beistin hagadol, you can guess what is omitted from that list. Not only Kiddush HaChodesh, but Kibush Rabim. Nowhere in that Mishnah, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, or in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, does it say, on the list of things that require Beistin HaGadol, does it say Kibush Rabim? Now, I know you wanted to say, he said Beistin HaGadol, and later he said Beistin, but he means Beistin HaGadol. He already told you Beistin HaGadol. But it's not on the list. Why isn't it on the list? If you really need Beistin HaGadol in order to do Kibush Rabim. So, Rav Soloveitchik wanted to suggest as follows. He suggested that you got to look at the first place that the Rambam introduces Kibush Rabim. What's the term that he uses? Al pi das rov Yisrael. The Rav suggested that the Rambam holds that in order to do Kibush Rabim, you need a conquest that's done based on Klal Yisrael. However, in order to determine if something is coming from Klal Yisrael, who are the representatives of Klal Yisrael that give the gushpanka, the stamp, that this is coming from Klal Yisrael? Based in HaGadol are able to stand in place of Das Rov Yisrael. And the Rav wanted to suggest that Based in HaGadol, Sanhedrin, actually wears two different hats. There are two different roles of Based in. The first one is that which is described in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam is describing Zakin Mamre. And the Rambam there says, Beistin, this is a famous Rambam. You should know this Rambam. It's the very beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Beistin HaGadol Shebi Yushalayim, Heim Iker Tor Shebal Peh, Veheim Omud Ho'ra, Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotzei L'Kol Yisrael. The primary job, or one job, let's say, of Beistin HaGadol is to be the transmitters of Tor Shebal Peh, the deciders, those who paskin halacha, and those who, when the pasuk says ki mitzion teitze Torah, it's referring to based on HaGadol sitting in Lishkas HaGazis on the Harabayas. V'halem hivticha Torah al pi haTorah asher yaruchah v'al hamishpat asher yomelucha taseh. The psukim in Kiteitze that tell us the asher al pi haTorah asher yaruchah. Who are going to be the ones? Who's that body that's going to give forth Torah? Who's going to tell you? That's referring to based in HaGadol. So that is one role of the based in HaGadol. That's one role of the Sanhedrin. However, there is another role of Sanhedrin, said the Rav, and that is to represent and to be the body that represents Klal Yisrael. And from here, the Rav looked at a different parsha in the Torah, not the pasuk of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yaruchah, but rather all the way back in Sefer Shemos, when we're told, Asfali shivim zikenim, mizikne Yisrael asher yadata kihem zikne ha'am v'shot rav. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and collects 70 scholars, and the lashon kihem zikne ha'am. And the Rav wanted to learn from that pasuk kihem zikne ha'am, meaning that they are the zikne ha'am. They are the ones who are going to represent. They're going to be the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and therefore The Rav said that there are two roles of Klal Yisrael. There's the role from Sefer Devarim as the deciders of Halacha and the representatives of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then there's also the role of Sanhedrin as being the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that explains the definition by Kibush Rabin. When the Rambam says you need based in Agadol by Kibush Rabin, he doesn't mean based in Agadol as the deciders of Halacha and as the ones who are passing on the Mesorah from generation to generation. What does he mean when he says based in Agadol? He means based in Agadol as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And now, the Lashon of the Rambam is very instructive. He told us you need Das Rov Yisrael. And in the next Halacha, he said, and how do you get Das Rov Yisrael? By having based in Agadol. Based in Agadol gives you Das Rov Yisrael because based in Agadol, the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And if based in Agadol gave David the right and permission to go attack, so then that is called that David had the permission of Rov Yisrael. However, and therefore the Rav said that perhaps we can apply this to our sugya as well and to the sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. Perhaps when the Rambam says that you need based in Hagadol, he doesn't mean based in Hagadol in its role as the deciders of Halacha, the Amud Horah from Hilchos Mamrim, from the Pasuk of Al-Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, but he means based in Hagadol, Sanhedrin in their other role, as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And they're going to be the ones who are going to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, perhaps the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is really very, very small. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that you need Beis Din HaGadol in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh, what he means is you need those who are representative of Klal Yisrael. Even after the Sanhedrin left Lishkas HaGazis, and they're no longer being Dan Dinei Nefashos, what does that mean? It means that they're not wearing their hat of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, and it says there by the Zaken Mamre, you'll bring him to the Makom that Hashem chose, because when Beis Din HaGadol is in Lishkas HaGazis, they're acting in their role as the primary deciders of Halacha, and they can execute, and they can do Dinei Nefashos. Just because they left there doesn't mean, says the Rambam, that they don't still have their Sanhedrin hat as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Rambam would respond to the Ramban that even after they left Lishkas HaGazis, and they were no longer there, as long as they were still, and I'm going to use the Lashon of the Rambam, as long as they're still based in HaKavua, as long as they're still seen by everyone as they are the primary based in, so they're still able to be Mekadesh HaChodesh. And in fact, the Lashon, the Rav said, the Lashon of the Rambam is so meduyak in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says, when did they stop with Kiddush Al Pi HaRe'iyah? Misof Chachmei HaTalmud. Be'esh Shecharva Eretz Yisrael. Ve'lo Nishar Sham based in Kavua. He doesn't say there's no longer based in Agadol, Sanhedrin. He says based in Kavua, because this is that secondary role of the Sanhedrin, that they are the primary based in, and they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Rambam and the Ramban really seem, I would think, to really agree fundamentally. When are you able to do Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah? As long as you have a body that is recognized by everyone as the central governing body, not governing in terms of halacha, but the body that is representative of Klal Yisrael and the undisputed central authority within Klal Yisrael. In fact, this yisod, I think, is a little bit hinted to in the Ramban in his Perush on Chumash here on the psukim of Achorosh Hazeh Elohem Rosh Chadashim. As I mentioned earlier, the Ramban is bothered by a question. Why is it that the pasuk first says, speak to Moshe and Aaron, and Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron and says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu L'Chodshei Hashana, and then the next Pasuk Gimel, says, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Lemor, take Karban Pesach. What do you mean? Shouldn't you tell all of Klal Yisrael that they also should do Kiddush HaChodesh? So the Ramban gives two explanations of why he thinks there's this change here, and why the Torah starts out by saying just HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. The first one he explains, Al Derech HaPshat. What does he tell us? He says, Lochem refers to Moshe and Aaron. And since Moshe and Aaron, he says, are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, this is the Lashon of the Ramban, Aval Moshe v'Aaron heim b'makom Yisrael. Moshe v'Aaron, not only are they the leaders, but they somehow embody all of Klaisra. Like, for instance, nowadays, if you send a president or a dignitary to another country, he's not going just as himself, he's going as representing the nation that he leads. So Moshe and Aaron are not only leaders in the sense that they make decisions for the nation, but they're also representatives of the nation. And that's what the Ramban says. Moshe v'Aaron him b'makom Yisrael. And therefore, why does he say lochem? He says, lochem, says the Ramban, keneged Yisrael l'dorosof. You're the representatives not only of this nation, but of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. You see, the next Pasuk Gimel is introducing the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but which Karban Pesach? Pesach Mitzrayim, which had its own unique halachos, and was not Lidoros. It was only Lisho, it was only for that generation. And therefore the Ramban says there's a split here. Pasuk Aleph and Beis speak to Moshe and Aaron and say, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, that's Moshe and Aaron as the representatives of Klal Yisrael for all the generations. And that's Pasuk Aleph and Beis, a mitzvah Lidoros. Pasuk Gimel is the mitzvah l'shah of Pesach Mitzrayim. El Adas Yisrael, meaning this Eda. Tell this group right here that they should do Pesach Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban's first pshat. But then the Ramban says, but that's not how Chazal learned the Pasuk. He says, Lefi Midrasho, Lochem means that Lidoros, this mitzvah is going to have some, it's required that this mitzvah is done by someone who's like you guys. Like you guys, Moshe V'Aaron, Lochem, like you. What element, says the Ramban? Kiddush HaChodesh Tzarech based in Mumchen. You need, just like Moshe V'Aaron were experts in Halacha, so too, you're always going to need a based in of Mumchen. This is what the Ramban says. So my question is the second Pshat arguing with the first Pshat? Or is the second Pshat adding on to the first Pshat? I'd like to suggest perhaps the second answer is adding on to the first Pshat. The first Pshat says that Moshe V'Aaron are singled out, not because they're Mumchen, but because they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. The second Pshat might just be adding. We need the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and that's going to always be the central body that's going to do Kiddush HaChodesh. However, there's an added requirement that you need mumchim. But at least in the first pshat in the Ramban, we already see this kernel of the idea that the ones who are going to be entrusted with the job of Kiddush HaChodesh are going to be those who represent Klal Yisrael. If we call that Sanhedrin, like the Rambam does, or if we don't call that officially Sanhedrin, but it's calls man that there's someone who's clearly the representatives. Like the Ramban wants to say, the Yesod is the same, that in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh, you need someone who represents the entire nation. I'm going to take questions at the end, just because I only have 10 more minutes. I'd like to at least start discussing the next topic, which we'll probably finish off tomorrow, but I'd like to at least begin talking about it today. And that's where the Gemara introduces this idea of Shalotei Shmiya Gedola Meri'iyah. So, okay. The Gemara is bothered by this whole process that goes on in the Mishnah. You have a group of members of Beis Din who see the new moon. They're the only ones, apparently, who saw the new moon. And therefore, they want to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, let's say, in the morning. They see a new moon. They don't see it in the morning, but let's say it's the morning. They want to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So two of them break off from the group. Let's say a group of 10 saw it. So two of them break off. They testify in front of the other 8 or in front of 3 of the other 8, and they testify about the new moon. Asks the Gemara, why do you need this process of members of the Sanhedrin breaking off and testifying? You need this whole formality of testifying? If Beis Din is able to paskin based on Eidos generally, and what is Eidos? Eidos means we don't know what happened. But the Edom tell us what happened. They're able to clarify for us what happened. So if we ourselves see it, why can't we just proclaim the new moon based on our own seeing of the new moon? And the Lashon of the Gemara is, Shalotei Shmiya Gedola Meri'iya. Sach HaKol, what is Shmiya? Shmiya means somebody told me they saw the new moon. So if I saw the new moon, and I have the ability to proclaim, the Edom don't have the ability to proclaim the new month. So they have to go tell the Beis Din HaGadol, they have to go tell the Sanhedrin that they saw the new moon. But if members of the Sanhedrin saw the new moon, why can't they just turn around and say, oh, we saw the new moon, Mekudesh Mekudesh, and say that it's a new moon? Why did they have to go through this whole process of breaking off Edom? That's the question of the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to be assuming in its question that the role of Edom, at least in Kiddush HaChodesh, is not that they have any actual formal real job, like Mashlama Davar Domeh. When someone's getting married, there's a requirement that you have 2 Edom there. Those Edom are what we refer to as Edom Lekiyum HaDavar. Let's say 2 people get married and there are no Edom. But everybody agrees they got married. The husband, the wife, there's no dispute. Maybe they even caught it on camera. They videoed it that they got married. So are they married? The answer is no. Why? Because you don't have Edom? What do you mean? Edom are proof. I have a video. So what do I need Edom for? Because Eidim by Kiddushin are part of the process. They play a formal role. Without Eidim, there's no Kiddushin. So what about Eidim in a case of Kiddush HaChodesh? Seemingly, you don't really need the Eidim, the Gemara is asking. The Eidim are just there to prove that an event occurred. So if we saw it, we know the event occurred. That's the assumption of the Gemara's question. What is the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is, in Hanami, you're right. If they would have seen this during the day, at a time when they're allowed to proclaim the new moon, they could just turn up to the sky, oh, see it? Mekudesh, Mekudesh. No need to break off too and to have Eidus. You don't really need Eidus by Kiddush HaChodesh. So how come in our case, the Mishnah tells us you need to break off and go through the whole formal process of Eidus, says the Gemara, you know why? Because it's talking about a situation where they saw the new moon at night. And at night, you're not allowed to proclaim a new moon at night. Okay. So they all saw it at night. Now it's the morning, says Rashi. How are they going to proclaim the new moon? You need something, Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Kazera v'kidesh. Look, there's the new moon. Let's be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Rashi says you need something tangible upon which to be Mekadesh the new month. And therefore, if it was during the day and we see it right now, we can say Mekudesh Mekudesh based on the vision that we have right now. But since we saw it at night, and now it's the morning, and there's no Re'iyah going on right now, we need something that's halachically recognized upon which the Kiddush HaChodesh is going to be Chal. And therefore, the only choice we have is to have Eidus. Eidus is able to tell us right now that there was a sighting. The fact that we saw it last night is not going to be good enough right now because we're not seeing it right now. And Rashi says that therefore you need Eidus there in the morning. But what emerges according to Rashi, and according to the Sugya seemingly, is that you don't actually need formal Eidus in the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the question that I'd like to discuss is this true only by Kiddush HaChodesh? Or is this perhaps true in Kol HaTorah Kula? Maybe whenever you have a case of Mamonis, of Nefashos, the Eidim are there only in order to tell me what happened. But if I myself know what happened, and I'm on the Beis Din, so I can Paskin without Eidus. Is this a Rosh Hashanah Sugya? Or is this statement of the Gemara, Shelo Tehei Shmia Gedola Miri'iyah, which sounds like a across-the-board statement. Come on! Shmiah can't be greater than Re'iyah. Eidus can't be better than what you see yourself. Is that seemingly non-qualified statement? Is that statement true only by Kiddush HaChodesh? Or is it true in Kol HaTorah Kula? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, come on, this is obviously only by Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rashi brings a proof. He says, you know why? Because it's Ksiv. It's not Ksiv Eidus. The Torah doesn't call Kiddush HaChodesh Eidus. Ela Kzera V'Kidesh. Now first of all, just be Meir, that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Kazera V'Kidesh. Right? Rashi says, it doesn't say Eidus anywhere. It says Kazera V'Kidesh. That statement, that phrase is Chazal. That's not the Torah. There's no Pasuk in the Torah that says Kazera V'Kidesh. But Rashi's saying that Chazal learned, HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chadashim, Kazera V'Kidesh. That's the famous Rashi on that Pasuk. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly what the new moon looked like. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, look, I'll show you. Not that he didn't know what it looked like, but he didn't know what size sliver was the amount that was needed in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, Hashem said, when it's like that, that's Kazeh, Rav Kiddush. That's when you're able to be Mekadesh the new moon. So Rashi is highlighting that Kiddush HaChodesh is unique in Halacha. You don't need formal Eidus. You need just Re'iyah. And therefore, Shalote Shmiya Gedola Mei Re'iyah. When the Gemara said Re'iyah, it actually meant Re'iyah, that in our Sugya, you only need Re'iyah, and therefore Eidos is not going to be better than Re'iyah when all you need is Re'iyah. This is a distinct Sugya just by Kiddush HaChodesh. However, Tosfos and the other Rishonim question Rashi on this, because in Bava Kama and in Bava Metzia, we have Sugyas where a crime or a loan, something takes place in the presence of Beis Din, and because Beis Din see the event themselves, there seems to not be a need for Eidus. And therefore, all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, why is Rashi saying, oh, this is unique? Right? You're going to see later, a few Rashis later, Rashi's going to say, unlike Dinei Nefashos, where the Pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Eidim. It's not going to be enough for the Beis Din to see. It says here, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yumas HaMeis. And therefore, in a capital case, you're going to need real Eidus. Rashi says. It's only by Kiddush HaChodesh where all you need is a Re'iyah, that we're able to get by without a formal Eidus. So Tosfos and the Rishonim ask on Rashi, This Tosfos right here on the page and the Ritva and a bunch of other Rishonim. Why does Rashi say here that it's specifically Kiddush HaChodesh where the Gemara is having this back and forth? Seemingly, this is the halacha in all areas. That in all areas, it's enough for the Beis Din to see it, and you don't need a formal Eidus. But the question, therefore, if the other Rishonim are really asking this on Rashi, so then we have to ask on the other Rishonim, is this really true, that in all other areas of halacha you don't need formal Eidus? In Mominus, in Nefashos, you don't need formal Eidus? Is that correct? Rashi says you do. When our Gemara says you don't need formal Eidus, that was only talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. All other areas of halacha, you do need formal Eidus. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? We have sugis in Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. In Mominus, Nefashos, you also don't need. It's also enough for the Beis Din to see it themselves. Yes, it's a case of Nefashos, where someone comes into Beis Din and kills someone in Beis Din. And it says that the Dayanim there are able to make a psak on him based on that. It's a machlokas, a tanoyim there. But Tosfos quotes it as a kasha on Rashi. So does Tosfos really hold that in all other areas of halachi you don't need formal Eidus in order to paskin a din? So one could ask the following chakira, the following question about this idea that if Beis Din see something, they can paskin just based on their re'iyah. Does that mean that you don't, as I've been saying until now, that you don't need Eidus because they saw it? Or does that mean that the re'iyah of Beis Din is ki kabbalos Eidus? The seeing, when Beis Din sees an event, that is in the place of Kabbalos Eidus. And in fact, if you look at Tosfos on our Amud, Tosfos in explaining, remember, let's go back for a second. We said that the case was where they saw it at night, and therefore they couldn't have been Mekadesh it at night, and therefore in the morning they needed Eidus. Why? Rashi said, because in the morning you have nothing to go on. You need something to go on in the morning. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, you know why in the morning you need the witnesses to break off and to testify? Because when the Dayanim saw it at night, night is not a time of Kabbalas Eidus. Okay? And therefore, the Re'iyah of the Dayanim at night could not count as a Kabbalas Eidus. Tosfos is learning that when the Dayanim see an event occur, it's not that, oh, now we don't need Eidus, but rather, we have Eidus. The Re'iyah of the Dayanim is considered Kabbalas Eidus. And therefore, we have a machlokes. Rashi tells us, first of all, how come the case, why in the morning do we need the Edom to break off and to testify? According to Rashi, it's because, as I said, there's nothing to go on right now. We have nothing for our Kiddush HaChodesh to go on. According to Tosfos, it's because you don't need Eidus. You see, Tosfos learn that Kiddush HaChodesh is no different than Nefashos and Mamonos. Just like by Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need, or let's not use the word you don't need, just like by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's enough for the Dayanim just to see it on their own and to proclaim. And in our Gemara, it was because of the technicality. It was at night. So too by Nefashos, right? That was the question of them, of Tosfos and the other Rishonim on Rashi. Don't separate between Mamonos Nefashos and Kiddush HaChodesh. It's all the same halacha. So for Tosfos, in all of those areas, Kiddush HaChodesh, Nefashos, Mamonos, it's enough to just have Beis Din see it. But why? Because when Beis Din sees it, you have Kabbalas Eidus. Rashi, though, didn't learn that was the lomdus of what happens when Beis Din sees an event. That's not considered Kabbalas Eidus. What happens when Beis Din sees an event? It's not that you have Kabbalas Eidus, it's that you don't need Kabbalas Eidus. Well, what doesn't need Kabbalas Eidus? Rashi says, Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't need Kabbalas Eidus. Why? Because it says, Kazera v'kidesh. It doesn't say Eidus, it just says Re'iyah. But all other areas of Halacha, which do require Eidus, Apishnayim Eidim, so therefore, if you don't, you're going to need Eidus. It's not going to be enough for the Dayanim to see the event. So the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, is going to be Lishitasam on a number of different levels here within the Sugya. It's going to differ in terms of what was the problem about when they saw it at night. It's going to be fundamental about their role of formal Eidus. And I'll just end, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that a nafka mina between, in just a few lines, the reason I came to all of this analysis was trying to understand two lines of Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary, Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that a nafka mina between Rashi and Tosfos is going to be, what happens if Beis Din themselves see the new moon a few minutes before nightfall? Right? As it's getting dark, you're able to see the new moon. So let's say they see it then, during the day. but they're not able to say Mekudesh Mekudesh in time, like the Mishnah's case, and they only do it in the morning. In the morning, do they need to break off and do testimony? So according to Rashi, what would you say? Yes, why? Because in the morning when they want to proclaim the moon, they don't have anything. They need something halachically acceptable to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. So they're going to need to break off and go through the whole process. But according to Tosfos, are they going to be able to do the Kiddush HaChodesh without breaking off? Yes, they will. Why? Because since they saw it during the day, it was a few minutes before nightfall, they have Kabbalas Eidus. They already have Kabbalas Eidus. They don't need to do another Kabbalas Eidus. They got a Kabbalas Eidus at night because Tosfos learns that when Beis Din sees something, that's considered Kabbalas Eidus, right? That's our Chakira here. When Beis Din sees something, does that mean that they don't need Kabbalas Eidus? Or does that mean that they have Kabbalas Eidus? Rashi learns it means you don't need Kabbalas Eidus. And therefore, very nice, you saw it in the evening, but you don't need Kabbalas Eidus. Go ahead, proclaim the moon. But they didn't do it in time. So now when it's the morning, you got to start over. You need something to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on. But according to Tosfos, that whenever Beis Din sees something, that is considered Kabbalas Eidus, so that's it. We could put a check in the box of Kabbalas Eidus. We got Eidus. We just weren't able to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh in time. So in the morning, we'll use our Kabbalas Eidus that we got yesterday, and we'll be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. That, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, is the nafka mina between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, I know that second half here was more complicated and a little bit more involved, but I hope we're able to make some sense of it. Everyone should have a good day. Tonight,